Hello, everyone. This is Sammy, president of ESP Lab, and we are recording this. And welcome to our full moon conference call and prosperity blessing. ESP Lab has been a source of light and good for many years, over 45 years, and is based on the work of Al Manning, who is our founder. And our good brother Al did write over 23 books on spiritual unfoldment and practical magic. And so we're glad to keep things going. And this month, in the month of November, first of all, let me wish everyone a joyous and happy full moon. I would say that the last immediate period of time has been challenging for folks with a Venus retrograde. Venus is the planet that rules the heart, and once every 18 months, she goes on vacation, and she just came out of it for the first time in 6 weeks yesterday. So I think it's an auspicious time with the moon full and Venus direct, Mercury direct, to have this conference call. And we're going to start out with just doing the affirmation from our November newsletter. And we also have our green candle lighted on our power star, as this is tuning into the energies. Hi there. Let's keep winning as we tune into the fun, living, available energy of the light today and every day. Accept bounty now and know spirit is the source of good. Let's keep our focus on the light and love and peace and joy of divine, positive energy and dedicate our opening paragraph of our newsletter as our personal point of contact with the superpower to wonderfully and joyously achieve a great good harvest. As we touch the opening paragraph, let our auras be charged with a fresh input of powerful cosmic energy. Let's feel the light and life and good energy now. Let's breathe, relax, laugh, enjoy, and win. We're now going to invite you, if you have a candle, if not, you can light one in your mind, because we're lighting this candle for all lab members and all guests today. And we have placed this green candle on the power star, which is a symbol of infinite intelligence as a rainbow energy of the red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet, and white light, contacting those energies. And we light the green candle on the power star this month, and we chant a power chant as written by Al Manning. Rama Agni, send the light to me. Rama Agni, send the powerful light to me. Sweep away the things that harm. Let them cause me no alarm. Rama Agni, bring the light that sets us free. Rama Agni, bring the light that sets us free. Now we're going to turn to the green aspect of the chant and say, Rama Agni, send the light to me. Rama Agni, send the lush green light to we. Bathe us with your growth and love. Send abundance from above. Rama Agni, send the light that sets us free. Rama Agni, send the lush green light to we. Rama Agni, send prosperity to we, so mote it be. Let's turn to the love, powerful, shimmer green light of Pan, Osiris, Hiawatha, Ostara, and Esmeralda. Let's know that each one of us is uplifted and helped by participating. Let's tune in to this light attunement and play with us. Find a relatively peaceful place in which to relax, and let's focus our complete attention on the infinite source of all, or simply God, if the term is okay with you. Let your imagination fill in any blanks, but know there is always a response from the infinite. Feel it as a shaft of white light beaming down on you ever so lovingly. Bask in the light and let it do a super cleansing job on your aura. And then when you feel ready, invite the light to turn to its shimmering emerald green color and continue. I feel the emerald green light flooding my aura and beingness with its love and super cleansing, healing, growth, and power, with spirituality, effectiveness, clarity, fun, and enthusiasm, attraction, freedom, relaxation, sensuality, perspective, healing powers, psychic, spiritual, and material plane growth, with laughter, humor, joy, ectoplasm, and extra fun. It burns, loves, and laughs away, purifies, and or completely annihilates anything in or near me that is blocking my ability to manifest wonderful progress in all areas of my life. I accept good cheer, good health, with celebration, charisma, prosperity, and success. I am filled to the happy overflowing point now, so I gladly share my good by directing the energy to flow now to those participating in today's conference call and to our special Night Light members, and on through our personal experience to our ESP lab, and I feel thanks with a wonderful surge of fresh power as the great circuit is completed and the energy flows back to me. Now, what I'd like to share with everyone is a water ritual, which is pretty straightforward and simple. And basically, if you have a chalice, I have a chalice of water here on the altar. My altar today is a south-facing altar, since this lecture today is related to prosperity and material supply. And so my altar is set up, and I have some of my favorite symbols here. I have a big fat Pan playing his pipes, a tiki god, an image of the angel Michael. I have a cornucopia spilling out, and the wealth card from the tarot. And I am lighting a golden candle here, which is on another power star of the newsletter. And I have pictures of the mountains and my wallet and keys here on the altar, because I wish to bless my keys to my kingdom and my personal wallet with rainbows and waves of good fortune. And I have lighted the sage on my altar in requesting that spirit purifies and blesses me and each one of us as we let go of the past that we would be free of, and we open ourselves to receive the bounty and the beauty of the universal creative forces. So I hold up my chalice with the water of life, and I hold it up to the powers that be and to Mother Nature and our mother of a thousand names in the lab we call the Mother Mama Isis. And we invite Mama Isis, Mother Nature, the mother of the universe, the mother of us all, to recognize that we are her children today, and we seek to be jewels in her gorgeous necklace of creativity and prosperity and infinite supply of all manner of good. And as we hold up the chalice to the mother, to our Mary Spirit band, that they may lend a hand, and to all sparks of life everywhere that are positive, that are creative, that we may celebrate the water of life. And into this water, I am invoking the creative energy of healing, the creative energy of prosperity, the creative energy of the life force, the creative energy of the oneness with the natural order of things and the power of the light. And we thank you, Mother, for filling this cup with everything we need for our balance of body, mind, and spirit and our material plane supply. So mote it be. Now I'm drinking the water, and you can participate with me in your mind, or you can be drinking your own goblet. And I'm offering the balance of the water to the creative forces, to the powers that be, to the Mother of the Universe, saying, share with me this rainbow water of life. So we have Silver Disc with us today, and Silver Disc is going to give us a astrological commentary, and in a little bit after that, I am going to be doing a prosperity blessing for all of us who chose to tune in today and for our lovely ESP laboratory. So, Silver Disc, what have you to say today?
Well, what a wonderful day to do a prosperity spell or celebrate having a full cup. Today, not only is Venus moving direct she's actually in a very powerful position right now in her own sign, so she's really powerful in Libra, but also Jupiter has moved direct, and Jupiter is also in a very powerful sign. He's in Pisces today, and moving both of those planets moving direct is wonderful for us. Jupiter has been retrograde for quite some time, since I believe the end of June, beginning of July. They're both benefics in our life, so they bring good blessings. In the ESP lab chart, Jupiter is traveling through that second house of prosperity and actually conjunct the ESP lab's Mercury. So communication is at a peak right now, especially spiritual communication. The only thing I want to mention so that we can move forward with wonderful communication is really, standing up for each other. We have our transiting Mercury is actually conjunct Mars. So we want to use our words wisely and as a spiritual sword in helping each other. So the chart looks great. The moon actually is in Taurus. It's a full moon in Taurus. So we couldn't be asking for a better astrological outlook while doing a prosperity spell today.
Excellent. Well, timing is everything. And so we, the old saying is that a rain dancer prefers to do his rain dance when he sees clouds on the horizon. So the fullness of the moon is the most magical time in the 28-day lunar cycle from an alchemical point of view. And we do have now Jupiter direct, Venus direct, Mercury is direct for the next 3 weeks. And traditionally, from a Native American perspective, the moon as a symbol of water and life and the mother is the virgin when she is new, and when she is full, she is giving birth to the child of our thoughts, and in that magical moment, the mother will grant wishes. So we do petition her to look down upon us, her children, with love, light, and laughter, and inspiration and creativity, that we may all be blessed with material plane needs and wants and supplies of everything we need. I am going to share with you a letter I sent out to those who wrote in recently, and it was my new moon letter that mentions the full moon in Taurus, and And it's called A Sparkling Rainbow Day. I'm just going to read it to you. Let there be rainbows and waves, rivers and streams, buckets and wheelbarrows full of money, good feedback, fresh inquiries, creativity, with peace, fun, harmony, just pouring in to you, to me, so mote it be. As a kid, I loved the rainbow and was told by my mom it was a promise from God, and ever since then it symbolizes to me all that spirit has to offer me. I look around at fall headquarters of ESP Lab, at the orange oak leaves against bright blue sky with spectacular shining mountain sun, as the purple grapes ripen on the green vine and the rivers flow through the green valley against red cliffs as the hawks climb higher against the sky, I cannot help but think I am living the rainbow life, touching the sun within, all life, the source, the one. So in spite of it all, let's tune in to the power of the light and feel your heart and shine love and be a part of it all. In our ESP lab, Mama Isis is the Mother Nature point, is symbolized by the moon, the north, water, and the white rainbow light. Isis is just one name of our mother of 1,000,000 names. So let's tune in to the mother energy as we chant prosperity chants, and let's dance a rainbow dance in celebration of each gracious breath of life and with thanks for each step of our sacred journey of self-evolution. Let's sparkle with the green of love and growth, the blue of healing and success, and the white of light. Mama Isis, send the light to me. Mama Isis, send your powerful lights to me and thee and our friends and family and our ESP laboratory. Send electric blue to we. Heal our bodies and affairs. Bring creative thoughts to bear. Send the lush green light to we. Bathe us with your growth and love. Send abundance from above. Mama Isis, bring the light that sets us free. So let's play with the chants. Have fun with them. Count our blessings. Give attention to the good stuff so it can multiply. Let's stay positive as we put one foot in front of the other in celebration of the many gifts Spirit gives to us, each one of us, each and every day. And let's be sure to stay happily about our fun business of playing at growing, achieving, and winning ever more wonderfully together. Blessed be in light and love, friendship, and success. So I'm going to offer this prayer up by fire, and I'm going to add to it one of our green sheets, which I have a prayer written for all of us, which is, let there be prosperity for me and thee and our ESP laboratory. And it's I'm taking this with the Rama Agni chant, and I'm adding to it a little of Al's famous and spectacular prosperity powder. So we have the earth, we have had the air as expressed through the sage, we've had the water with the chalice. We are now taking the earth of the prosperity powder with this rainbow prayer. And this green light and this golden light, we are lighting the prayer now and offering it up to the universe, to the universal all, and saying, Mother of 1,000,000 names, hear our prayer and abundantly fulfill them, that we may be blessed, body, mind, and spirit, with all of our needs met. So we have invoked the power of the fire. We've invoked the power of the water. We've invoked the power of the air. And we've invoked the power of the earth. Combined with the power of spirit, we have invoked the power of the building blocks of the universe to be one with us and work with us to positively transform our life in all areas.
I've just been taking my time.
And so now, as the smoke rises,
y'all tired?
And the prayer burns, we know that the Mother of the Universe has heard our prayer and abundantly fulfills them.
Oh, yeah,
now,
go ahead.
The
I haven't found anything yet.
Okay, if you could press your star 6 for right now, that will mute the extra noises, and when we're going to have a chat at the end, hit star 6 again. So we're going to add the prosperity chant that Al created with the prosperity powder, and it is definitely something to have fun with and joy with because it's in communion with the nature spirits and the spirits of the earth. And so sing along in your mind, and we will get a cosmic choir going for those who can keep a tune. But here's how the chant goes. Our words have power as of old, so here is now, good gnomes and trolls. Bring some silver and bring some gold, and bring the lush green stuff that falls. Quickly now have fun with me and dance with magic magically. Treasures bring most happily, and as my will, so mote it be. We're going to do that one, that prayer, 3 times. And it's for each one gathered here, our friends and families, and our ESP laboratory. Our words have power as of old, so here is now, good gnomes and trolls. Bring some silver and bring some gold, and bring that lush green stuff that falls. Quickly now, have fun with we, and treasures bring most happily. Dance with magic magically, and as our will, so mote it be. One more time. Our words have power as of old. Hear us now, good gnomes and trolls, to bring some silver and bring some gold, and bring that lush green stuff that falls. Quickly now, have fun with me. Dance with magic magically. Treasures bring most happily, as I will, so mote it be. And on top of that, we're going to be adding the rainbow chant. Let there be rainbows and waves, rivers and streams, buckets and wheelbarrows full of money and good feedback, fresh increase and creativity with peace, love, harmony, just pouring in positive publicity, just pouring in. Let there be rainbows and waves, rivers and streams, buckets and wheelbarrows full of money and good feedback, fresh increase, creativity with peace, love, harmony, just pouring in for you and me, so mote it be. Well, I want to thank everyone for joining us today as we celebrate the fullness of the moon. And let us just take a moment to be thankful for the many blessings. It's easy in the world to focus on the downside. All you have to do is watch too much television or read the newspaper. But the life of the maverick magician is to put his foot in front of the other on a path of service to the light, of service to humanity, of service to each other. And so I know that I'm a spoiled American, and every once in a while I feel bad because, something challenged my day. But whenever I start to feel a little under the weather, I stop and count my blessings. And in truth, I've never been able to count all of them. And so that's what I want to just stop and ask each one of us to do, is to start counting our blessings. I can say that I am thankful today that I am alive, that I have heat in my home, that I have a roof over my head, that I have some beautiful dogs, and I am thankful for each breath of life. I am thankful for the renewal of life, and I'm appreciative of the cycles of life, of the day and the night, the black and the white, the spring, summer, winter, and fall. Each one has a beauty and a purpose. I thank you, Great Mother, for your gracious gift of life for each one of us. And I say for each one of us, I open myself to receive the total love and abundance and harmony on all planes that is my divine inheritance. I thank you, Great Mother, Great Father, Mary Spirit Band, and Awesome Astral Owl for lending a hand. We ask you to bless us, body, mind, and spirit, protect us from harm, heal our bodies and affairs, bring creative thoughts to bear, and for your help and guidance and nourishment, we give eternal thanks. I'm going to close with a quote from Al Manning, and that's on our November newsletter. And then you can, for folks who want to stay for a minute and chat, you can hit your star 6 and unmute, and then we can have a little conversation. And after I hit Al's offer Al's little blessing, I'm going to hit star 9 and stop the recording because we have been recording our conversation. And Al Manning said, joy and prosperity for you and me, so mote it be.